So, hello, my name is Joshua Makabueg. I'm a chartered structural engineer. I used to work as a design engineer, designing buildings in the UK, the Middle East, and other countries.
So I've also heard you kind of described as a search and rescue engineer. What's that? I've never heard of that kind of discipline before.
Yeah, it's fairly unusual, but I went to the Japan tsunami with something called the Earthquake Engineering Field Investigation Team. And that essentially led me down the path of becoming what I call a disaster risk engineer. So that basically means using, in my case, it's structural engineering, because that's my professional background, for the mitigation of disaster risk. So the humanitarian aspects would come into things like search and rescue, which is one of the things that I do. And there are different types of search and rescue. So my particular work is in urban search and rescue, which means finding people trapped in collapsed buildings and safely getting them out of the building. The role of the engineer in urban search and rescue is in trying to understand the least dangerous way to access and to extricate us and pull out the casualty. So when you have a collapsed building, that's a very dangerous thing. It's just a big pile of very heavy things that can move and fall and cause a lot of harm to the people inside and the people outside. And so your role as the engineer is to figure out the least dangerous way to get into that building or that rubble pile and get the people out.